Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another Friday Night Hangout with the Craft Beer Nation. My name is Randy Gardner. The rest of the band that we have here is we have Charles Dunkley here tonight. Chris Phillips is joining us, as well as Lola with the weird lower third because she jacked hers up for some reason.
It jacked it up.
We have Ashley Bauer and Jill Mello. So tonight we're talking about sour beers, and before we get started, you can follow us at Craft Beer Nation. Well, go to our website, craftbeernation.org. You can catch us on, brain fart.
Stitcher,
Facebook,
there you
podcast,
go.
iTunes,
all that crap.
Craftbeernation.org.
There you go.
Podcatcher.
Feedburner, all that stuff. Instagram. At craftbeer_nation.
Twitter.
We're tweeting at craftbeernation. Everywhere. We're just everywhere. So,
we're everything.
Like a disease.
So that. okay.
But one that feels good.
Exactly.
So tonight, like I said, we're talking about sour beer. So if you got anything with lacto, with Brett, with pediococcus, anything. Anything sour. Get
anything
it.
Anything diseased.
Pop it, pour it, drink it. We're going to talk about it. So tonight we're going to get it started with Charles, hailing from the great state of New York, upstate New York, Finger Lake area, right?
Yeah. Kinda, sorta? Yep, near Finger Lakes, just south of them. We've got a whole bunch of breweries opening up, supposedly sometime this summer, all along the lakes too. So
that's cool.
Keeping an eye waiting on them.
That's a terrible problem, man. I don't know how you're gonna deal with that, bro.
Yeah, there's a Finger Lakes beer map, beer trail, and there's about four different like itineraries. One of them, if you actually stopped at every brewery on that one particular itinerary, it would take you 2 days.
Nice.
To hit the breweries.
this is once all of those breweries open up, or this is right now as it stands.
Most of them are open, and once like the last three or four open, it'll take 2 days to really hit them all. And I couldn't really care.
Life is looking up for you, my man.
Yeah, it's getting there. I have tonight's beer is a Jack's Abbey Berliner style. It's their Berliner Weiss sour wheat lager.
Interesting.
Yeah, I saw this. This just came into the store, I think, on Tuesday, and I figured I would run and grab it. And here's the beer. Of course, nice, bright. Looks like lemonade, which you'd expect out of the style. And this is really nice and light and super refreshing. It's a little sour. It's not like super puckering, but everything. I have yet to have a beer that I don't think is fantastic from Jack's Abbey, and they're all lagers, and I'm not a lager guy.
You said it's a Berliner lager. You said.
Yeah, it's a Berliner Weiss. Says. I don't know if you can see it there.
Okay, Berliner style lager. Gotcha.
Yeah, sour wheat ale.
Okay.
And apparently they take this kind of beer and they do all different things with it. They have like a cherry aged one, and they have all different stuff.
Pump the brakes.
Their basic one.
So, okay, I'm confused. Berliner style lager, sour wheat ale?
Yeah.
That's what the bottle says?
It can't be both. I mean, I guess you could lager an ale. You can't ale.
Berliner Weiss are normally wheat beers.
It's not that. It says
wheat lager, Charles.
Sorry. I just say ale by default. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lager. Everything Jack's Abbey makes, they only make lagers.
Okay.
I've never had anything from them.
Their beers are absolutely incredible.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I heard they kick booty. Yeah.
They have a beer called Kiwi Rising, which basically take like Lagunitas sucks, but make it a lager. And that's just that kind of flavor and profile, but in a lager beer. It's amazing.
You say
that's awesome.
Kiwi Rising?
Yeah, they have a Mass Rising, and then they have Kiwi Rising. The Kiwi Rising is that one that's that really tropical.
Can you put the name of the beer on the chat? I didn't catch.
I will do that. It's Jack's Abbey. They're near Boston, I believe.
So I'm gonna guess the Kiwi Lager has like some pineapples and mango type
It's got kiwi all that
hops.
Stuff.
No, it's not kiwi hops from New Zealand?
I'd have to look it up. I don't know exactly what they use, but I'd have to go back and look at it. But it was just mind-blowing beer.
Well, Chris, when you say kiwi hops, you just mean hops from New Zealand, right?
Yeah, I think there's a strain from New Zealand, I thought. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm misspeaking, but I thought there was a strain that was called kiwi.
Okay.
Kind of like Falconer's Flight and all that other jazz.
If there is, I'd never heard of it. I know.
All right. I'm pulling it up. Let me see.
I know they churn out the Galaxy and the Nelson Sauvin and the what's it? There's another one.
Pacific Jade.
Pacific Jade.
That's a good one.
Pacific Jade.
Have you had the Jade IPA by Foothills Ash?
Heck yeah, I have.
Is it
amazing?
Delicious?
I love it.
I had it. Actually, I had it. I forgot until just now that I actually had it last weekend at
nice.
At Rustico, and it was really good.
Yeah, I don't think they have any kiwi hops. They have hops from the land of kiwi.
So Charles, do you have any information on the beer?
Kiwi hops are just a term they use for because there's just a lot of hops coming from New Zealand.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's
the term for the hops come from New Zealand.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a double India Pale Lager that uses over 4 pounds of New Zealand hops per barrel.
There you go.
I knew there was a New Zealand tie-in. I just didn't know if it was. I thought it was an extra strain, but it sounds like it's just kiwi is what they call kind of the New Zealand.
Yeah.
If you buy corn from New Zealand, it's called kiwi corn, probably.
Because Jack Zabby actually has a beer called Kiwi Rising.
That's what Charles was talking
about.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about. Yeah. That's the best lager I've ever had, hands down, period.
But it is not sour, unlike the one you're drinking.
No. That's their big double IPL.
It's a pale ale.
And how is the sour that you're drinking now?
This is nice and light and refreshing. It's not super sour at all, but you know.
What's it soured from? What is it? One of these strains or bacteria strains or?
I do not know. I don't know a lot about this brewery other than they make great lagers.
How's the carbonation level on it?
It's actually not heavy at all. Pretty light.
Usually did you get a whole lot of head when you poured it?
No, not much at all. I would have expected a lot more carbonation, but this particular bottle, it's got some, but nothing massive. It goes away pretty quick.
Huh.
So they use lactic to sour that beer.
Okay.
I'm reading their site here.
Refreshing, great. This is a great summer beer. You know, if you're outside and instead of having a lemonade, you can have this. It reminds me, I'm trying to think, I've had a few beers like it. I guess I'm going to mention Bell's. It reminds me
it's
of...
It's okay, you can go there.
I guess Orangemen is probably what it reminds me of in a way.
Which one?
Orangemen. Which is their
very
similar style of beer. Very looks the same. It's very similar. Tastes very similar.
Looks similar to
this one is a bit more mellow and muted though than Northman.
Yeah.
Now are Berliner Weisses usually do they use a bacteria in Berliner Weiss or is it all about the type of like wheat malt that they use or what's it called, a situated malt or something like that or.
Yeah, a lot of times they'll do the sour mash on the Berliner Weisses.
So it's not so much bacteria that they put into it, right?
Yeah, I mean you can use lactic acid.
Okay.
But yeah, that's not the traditional method, obviously.
Because that's what I was kind of hesitant to ask Charles what they soured his beer with because I was like, well, if it's like a Berliner Weiss, maybe they didn't use anything. But
I think they most commonly will sour on the mash.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to putting it in the fermenter.
Right.
Okay. Oh, that's a good way to kind of keep your
to everybody.
Oh my goodness.
What is that?
Amarok wearing Santa Claus with a flight of craft beers.
Interesting.
Oh, that's awesome.
Found it in a local Christmas shop in town.
Nice.
Even so Santa drinks.
Souring in the mash, I'm guessing that would probably be a good way to kind of keep cross-contamination down, because, I mean, you're gonna boil and, well, you'd have to sanitize your mash tun, right? But, I mean...
You do like the guys, the BrewDog, did you watch the episode that they go to the Boston lager, and they all got into the fermenter, and they soured the beer with their sweat.
That was awesome.
That was like a little weird, and
or as Boris says, the same time. They soured the beer with their huevos.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, I think it's safer to do the sour mashing than it is to be dosing your beers in your fermenters, because the bugs are less likely to get, and the Brettanomyces is really the worst one that'll just take over a brewery. So, you know, you're not playing with Brett when you're sour mashing, so that helps a little too.
It takes balls to a brewery to make sour beer, because it is it's a lot of work, and you need to be really careful. I remember when we were at Kotu, remember when we were in the Center of Universe?
Mm-hmm.
They tried something and they had to, like, close the brewery for a couple of days or something like this?
To clean it.
Wasn't that?
I think they bought bread in. But,
A lot of breweries here in Michigan are starting to do that now, do sour beers. And I think what they're doing now is they're actually, they have a second facility.
Yeah.
A smaller facility to separate it. You know, it's like having the leper patient in the hospital. You get that ass all the way down to the other end of the hospital, so hopefully no one has a leper.
Straight quarantine.
Yeah, just quarantine that shit out of the way, because you don't want the other beers to get messed up. So.
And I was telling Ashley earlier that I was listening to a podcast earlier this week. I can't remember the guy's name, but he wrote this book called American Sours. And this guy brews a ton of sour beers. And one of the things he said was, especially if you're using, say, a plastic carboy, you have to make sure that – well, first of all, once you use it to sour a beer – you need to go ahead and designate that as being your sour carboy, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't, if that carboy has like any like a microscopic scratch in it or anything, that Brett Lacto or whatever can just get caught up in that scratch, and you'll ruin every other beer that you try to make that's not sour if you use that carboy.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if I was going to do it at home, I would have all sour equipment and all regular.
Yeah. So I'm not ready to make that financial commitment yet to have two post boil different sets of everything to make sour beer, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
All right. So moving on, Chris, what are you drinking, man?
Damn it. On my screen, I'm the last person, so I figured I was good to go for a while. In fact, I see two Gills up there, so I was like, damn, Gills going to go twice.
I know. We're going to ask him twice.
I'm about to eject the other Gill.
Oh, hold on a second. Yeah, that's still, hold on a second. I got to grab it. I only had two sour beers. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you.
You're good now. You were awesome. I only had two beers in the cellar, so I wasn't going to grab the one because it's wax-topped. I'm going to leave the sticker on it because I don't feel like fucking around with it. I got to move my mic to get to my bottle opener.
Brewery beer right there.
It is a brewery. I'm going with the Old Faithful because it's either that or Jolly Pumpkin in my neck of the woods, pretty much.
Is that Hottenroth?
This is Odd Tot.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is interesting.
It was either that or Bose or Boar, B-O-I-S, Boys.
Boys.
That was the only other beer I had that was sour was that one, and that one's I don't know if I bought these at the same time or not, but this is a Flemish Red, 7.9 I believe ABV if I remember right, 7.5, sorry, 15 IBUs. It's usually released in the late summer. I got this I think last summer. Summer of 2013 or summer of 2012, I don't remember, in Wisconsin. So this isn't a beer I typically get in Michigan.
I had the pleasure of having that beer earlier this week. Well, I didn't get a full pour because I was at World of Beer, and that's like a $12 pint or a $12 pour of beer.
Yeah, so I can see that.
I just got a sample of it, but that beer is a really, really good sour.
I smell the sour coming off right now, and I'm it's on the counter or the up top here, just right away from me. I mean, you see it's dark, really dark here.
That's a dark Flemish red, huh?
It probably looks almost black or brown, you guys. It is a dark amber. I can see a little bit light to it, but it's definitely filtered pretty well. There's not any hazing at all, and the head is tight. It's tight.
One finger there.
It's about one finger. I poured it a little heavy at the end to try to get some head on it, but yeah, it's not even that, maybe pinky finger. but definitely got some tartness coming off this big time. Oh yeah, it's definitely just all about sour. You can, this brutal sourness coming on. I'm salivating big time right now. All of a sudden,
your mouth is preparing itself.
And I am not a. I like sours. The problem I have with sours, and I've told some people this lately, is that if you line up a bunch of sours by many breweries, typically the same breweries where I think I have issues, I can't distinguish between the different styles they usually have. I mean,
yeah,
this one is aged 18 months in red wine barrels. This is a really good one, though. I like this one. This is definitely very – it's a tart sour. It's like one of those – tart apples, the sides of my mouth, my what do they call these over here? Now I know cheeks, but inside they call them
inside cheek meat.
Inside cheek meat. That's a scientific term right there.
interior cheek meat.
Kiss my cheek meat.
My cheek meat is getting very energetic with its salivatory and excretions of spit. It's one of these beers that's just like my glands are just really salivating because it's tart. It's not overly tart where I'm puckering, but it's definitely sour. Now some of the Jolly Pumpkin beers here, the local to me, they're tart, they're a little sour. But I sometimes have trouble. You line a couple up, and I don't necessarily distinguish one from another. A lot of the flavors you get, it's almost like the sour part overtakes some of the other characteristics of the beer. And it's not that I don't like them. I think they're great for if you're at a beer festival, especially. And I'm speaking of which, I'm gonna throw a little props to my shirt here. This is the weekend of the Michigan Winter Beer, Winter Beer Festival. Jesus, Michigan Summer Beer Festival. It's Friday, Saturday, today, and tomorrow. Those that are there, sours are an awesome beer to go and cleanse your palate and just. If you're slamming some IPAs and some really, really hoppy beers and your tongue turns into that, like, carpet fuzz and you just can't taste anything anymore, I found out that sours just strip that. I mean, it's just like having ginger after having a bunch of wasabi with some sushi or something. It just cleans it off and you can jump right back into the IPA. So that's the one thing I really appreciate with sours is that it's a great palate cleanser for beer festivals, especially in the summer.
My problem with sours, Chris, is that
why are you here, then, Randy? Goddamn.
No, well, not it's not that kind of problem. I love sours, but the thing about them is I never know how to describe them. When I taste it, all I can tell you is it's sour. Yeah. I don't.
You hit the nail on the head. I mean, that's not how I am. There's a couple characteristics, but it's. I can't distinguish between them as much as I can any other beer that I would, any other beer style that I would have. It's really, it's sour, and this one I do taste some of the red wine. It tastes like a tart red wine. Is that exactly what this tastes like?
Okay.
And I'm cheating because I'm looking at brewery's website, and I know that it was, the bottle just says barrel. It just says oak barrels. Mm-hmm. So I'm all of a sudden, I'm like, bourbon, baby. Then I read on their website, it's red wine barrels. I'm like, oh, that's a wimp. Maybe pussies. Excuse my French ladies.
Speaking of barrels, and a quick digression, Chris, one of your brewers in your state, New Holland, they have a beer barrel aged whiskey instead of a whiskey barrel aged beer. They have you get it.
Yes.
Have you had it?
I have not. I'm not a big booze drinker. I will occasionally sip on bourbon. In fact, somebody just this weekend asked me, you know, do you like, it was actually Mauricio Ulate. I met him up in Wisconsin last weekend. And he asked me, he goes, would you like, you know, do you like booze? And I'm like, well, you know, bourbon's okay if I have a little shot. You know, my special liquor, I guess, is rum. I like rum a lot. Tequila's okay to flirt with a little bit.
But I think some of the beers you drink with 13%, you could consider kind of a booze, right?
right, exactly. I have not had that, and I've talked to my buddy who's got a pretty... He's got a pretty elaborate bar in his basement with a bunch of booze. He's got, you know, like the Kraken rum and stuff like that. One of the cool liquors he's got, not to diverge into the weeds too much, he's got, I think it's Sierra Nevada, I think, has a vodka that's made out of hops. It's called hop, I don't know, maybe it's hop tequila or something like that. Dude, this tastes like liquid hops. It tastes like somebody squeezed out hops and made it alcoholic.
Yeah, another distiller has that as well. Hop vodka. I can't remember it, but it wasn't Sierra Nevada. But yeah, that exists.
No, it's not Sierra Nevada. It's Anchor Steam.
Okay.
Anchor Steam's distillery. It's awesome to take, and I think it would be awesome to mix with beer because it's so. I mean, it does not taste like the liquor. It tastes like you're drinking flat out slammed in your mouth hops, and I'm going to assume that's what the New Belgium beer or New Belgium whiskey you're talking about maybe would taste like, but I don't know. I've seen it on the shelves. I can get it here.
New Belgium, New Holland.
New Holland, yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to try it, though.
Isn't Anchor Steam, do they, most of their stuff is open, like a...
Open fermenting?
Yeah, not the distillery, obviously, but yeah, the beer.
New Holland is, they've got a couple sours. I don't know if they open ferment there, but most of their beers, obviously, you know, their Mad Hatter series. You've probably seen people post that stuff. Yeah. That's their most popular beer. Black Tulip's another pretty good one. It's a triple.
Mm-hmm. They have a Blue Tuesday as well.
They do. Blue. That one was really good.
Yeah. That's a legit sour.
Like yep, that. And there's also Envious, I believe, is another one.
There's a new one that just came out with a blue label that's only like $5 at our bottle shop.
Yeah, they've been around probably as long, not as long as Bell's, probably about a decade later, but they're one of the, there's probably about five breweries in Michigan that are like, have been here for a long time, they've got their foot in the, like, in the ground, and obviously Bell's is there, Arcadia, Dark Horse, New Holland, and Founders are probably the big ones here, and so a lot of people don't know New Holland too much, because I don't think they distribute very far.
Shit, now we get it here. My store keeps Dragon's Milk on the shelf. I swear they got like a conveyor belt, and that stuff just stays on the shelf.
I got a 3-liter bottle of that sitting in the basement. The wife got me for our wedding anniversary, and I have no idea how I'm going to drink 3 liters of Dragon's Milk.
Very, very underrated beer.
Yes.
All right, Lola, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm lame.
You're not lame. You're Lola.
I'm Lola. Do you know who I am? I'm Lola.
Well, what are you drinking? What's your sour?
I don't know that much about sours, and I went to ABC Liquor, the good one that has like different beers, and I looked at everyone, and I couldn't find one that said lambic, or that said sour. So I went for what I know I like that I've been drinking for years. So it's the one that everyone's grandma knows about. Frambois. I just recognize the bottle. I don't know what it says. I just know I like the bottle.
Lola, you know what? People, especially craft beer people, man, they give you a little bit of grief for drinking that beer, but I enjoy that beer, man.
It tastes good to me.
Yeah, I like that beer.
And maybe I'll learn a little bit more. I mean, if I could find them here. I mean, I looked and I didn't find anything that I thought was a sour, so.
So correct me if I'm wrong. Frambois is like French or some of that for raspberry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
So Lola, are you getting like a ton of raspberry notes from that beer?
Very much. It's pretty much all raspberry. It tastes like a raspberry Jolly Rancher.
Well, and see, the interesting thing about that beer is even though I guess technically it is a sour, mm-hmm. like it's really sweet.
It is very sweet.
Yeah, so it's like it's almost like that whole, is it or is it isn't? What?
Well, they back sweeten it, right? With a bunch of syrup.
Oh, okay. So they get it on the back end.
Yeah.
Do you ever have that Weyerbecker? Yeah. Weyerbecker has one.
Yeah, and I mean, like, the lambics, you know, they serve them, and so they don't always do this, but they do that like they do with the Berliner Weiss, where they take the sour beer and then throw some syrup in it, so.
Cool.
All right, well, I hope to have a true sour sometime.
Yeah, we need to make that happen for you, Lola. We need to send Lola a bottle of Tart of Darkness or something like that.
I would love that. I've never had it.
So good.
That would be awesome.
Isn't every
before we move off of me, Ashley, my boyfriend and I had a discussion today, and he was just like, well, we could go to Dragon Con. And I was like, yes, we could. I would love that. So now we're talking about hotel rooms.
Yay!
So I'm excited.
Awesome.
Can you guys hear me at all?
Yeah, you're a little muffled, but we can hear you.
Yeah, I've decided to just...
Are you talking to me?
I'm hanging out on my phone. My computer's just...
Oh, Gil, oh.
I can't hear
you. Oh, I can't hear him at all. Gil, I can't hear you.
I can hear him. He's just muffled.
Oh, yeah. I can't hear him at all.
Well, Gil, you can still talk. Or not. Okay, so Ashley.
No, I can hear, but you said you can't hear me, so I'm hanging out.
Gil wanted to live a high life and fire up his old AOL account.
That's what it looks like. Copy, sir.
Him and Lee got that same connection.
He's back in 1995. Oh, and he's trying to show us something.
Computer issues.
Oh, yeah. That's not good.
I'm hanging out of my phone. That's the problem.
I think he's telling us to F off. I think that's what he's doing.
He's hanging out from his phone.
Oh, okay.
All right, Ashley, what are you drinking?
Well, I threw this beer in the fridge right before I went to get some dinner. I chose it mainly because it was in a small bottle, and I didn't want to drink a whole lot tonight.
Wild.
That's nice.
Yeah.
A little bit of Skrillex Wild in the Night.
It's, it's got the Brettanomyces, and then it's got some apricots. It's very mild sour, more funky than sour because of the Brett. And the apricots, I think, add a little bit of sour to it, but not necessarily anything else.
So what is it just a sour? I mean, is it a...
It's just a little bit of tart. I wouldn't think I would call it a sour.
Well, what's the base style? Is it a Flanders? Is it a
Saison.
Brown? Okay, sour Saison.
Yep, and it's more of just the Brettanomyces adding to the normal funkiness of a Saison, and you get a little bit of pepper, and you get the apricot, and it's pretty good.
So do they specialize in wild fermentation? Is that the basis of the name?
They do.
Because I've had a beer from them called, I think it's called Modus Operandi,
mm-hmm.
And I didn't get much sour from that beer at all.
No, it's more Brett.
Okay.
And so, Brett doesn't really produce sour.
Okay, so that settles it. I'm a lacto guy. I like lactobacillus as opposed to Brett. Then. I don't care for that whole everybody likes that horse blanket, farmyard, barnyard sweat funk. I'll pass on that.
I have a beer for you though. Where the hell is that? Right here. There's a beer. And a lot of people, I don't ever see anybody drinking this.
Wait, for me, as in you're going to mail it to me?
Yes, you. Yes. You don't like Brett. It's not a beer that I can send you because it's gone already in my belly and been processed and peed out.
Damn you.
This is by a brewery a lot of people don't know of. It's Anchorage Brewing Company. They do all their beer. I believe all their beers are Brett's, and this is Galaxy White IPA.
Nice bottle.
And it is a IPA made with Brett. And I'll tell you what, this is one of the first beers I tasted that I was like, it was like a party in my mouth. It was like Brett and hops galore. And I was like, what the F is going on in my mouth?
Nice.
This was a good beer. They also make Tidenitz Takers, which you may have heard of. But a lot of people associate, you know, Alaska Brewing Company. But this is Anchorage.
We don't get that beer here in Virginia, man.
I don't think you get this anywhere other than like West Coast, maybe.
No, it's a Shelton Brothers brand, so you can get it anywhere in the country.
Is it? Well, Kentucky, I know, gets it because I got this from the Beer Apprentice.
Yeah, it's a Shelton Brothers brand or a distributor thing.
Well, we can get Shelton Brothers in Virginia, but that one doesn't come to Virginia for some reason.
they don't always ship out to everybody. We've had it here in South Carolina, but not recently due to things.
I've bought it in North Carolina.
Ashley is right.
I bought mine.
Did you see that? Felt Brothers, right there.
Mm-hmm. Wow, right on the bottle, huh?
Yeah.
Ashley knows her shiitake mushrooms.
Wait, I've never seen a beer bottle with the distributor on the distributor.
Felton Brothers does that.
Wow. So they paid the brewery to do that?
Well, they're like a third-party importer and exporter, I guess. So they
He's talking about the painted label.
I've never seen that before.
Mm-hmm. Let me see if what else do I have? Here's Felton Brothers.
Ashley, you
Dolly
you
Pumpkin have... is. If you look at your Dolly Pumpkin one, see.
No way, not in Michigan. You're a blasphemous if you say that. Be my guy. Well, there's McKellar. McKellar has it on their bottle too.
Too. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Wow, that's when you know. That's when you know you got some weight, huh? When you when breweries are putting your name on the bottle as part of their labeling.
All the stuff like the Bestreuse, it's got it on there, like Black Albert, Panapot, all those.
Prince Albert? What'd you say about Prince Albert?
We may not need to know that.
Lola.
Look, we're down to one viewer. We had two before. Start talking about your Prince Albert.
Sours.
So let's go ahead and power through so some people, because I know some people are probably ready to get on their second beer. So, Ashley, did you have anything else on your wild beer?
No, I mean, I like it, but it's definitely not my favorite. I would drink it again, but I probably wouldn't buy it again.
Okay. Doug,
what's up?
You drinking, man? Doug Nolan, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm drinking Love Child number 4.
I have a bottle of that, but I want to hold it and cradle it and put it in my unused car seat.
Flap it, flip it, rub it down.
Oh no! What?
Oh,
so that beer, I'm guessing. I think that beer has a ton of lacto in it, right? Or does it also have some Brett? Or is it Brett? Or is it Pediococcus? Pediococcus.
Got lacto and Brett.
Okay. And that's a brown ale, right? That's a sour brown?
Yes.
Well, nice.
My lighting's pretty poor, but it's...
And how does it compare, in your opinion, how does it compare to Love Child number 3?
Oh, I don't know. It's been a while since I've had number 3.
Okay.
It's aged already, so he doesn't know anymore.
Yeah, I've had Love Child number 2, number 3, and now number 4. I can't compare because it's been so long since I've had 3.
So going back to what we were talking about earlier about how, you know, breweries that bring in Brett and Lacto or whatever tend to kind of isolate it from everything else. Like, I kind of think this is a big undertaking by Boulevard because this is the only sour beer that they make, I believe. And for them to, you know, to put their...
It's on Brett. It's got Brett in it.
Oh, yeah, that is right.
They have a section just for their sour. It's actually, they have a fermenter that it sits horizontally. Pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, you've been there, that's right.
I believe they call those things a cool ship.
Yep.
Is it so it's open air, Gil, that fermenter you're talking about?
Just a sec, I'm struggling with my computer now.
It is. They are typically open.
Okay. All right. So Gil, you're gonna. Okay. There you go. What are you having right now, Gil? Oh, you're drinking the Blue Dra-. You're muted, man.
He's not muted, but I can't hear him.
I can't hear him at all.
Not at all.
Aww.
And it stinks because he's drinking the Blue Jacket. I think he's drinking the Full Bloom.
Oh, nice.
That I brought to Con. The label says tart and funky.
Oh.
And I've never even had that beer. Okay, he's shaking his head like it's not tart nor funky.
Aww.
He's like, you're smoking crack. This is Bud Light.
It's not good.
Either that or he's shaking his head out of frustration with his computer.
Maybe he can type in what he thinks and we can read it.
Maybe. It's so weird on
So, Gil, is that beer tart? Shake your head or nod your head.
One blink for yes, two blinks for no.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Or do nothing.
Or just sit there with your head down.
He probably froze up again.
I think so. Yeah, he dropped it.
He gone.
Sorry, Carol.
And right when we get to Victoria, she gone.
Vicky, where are you?
I forgot what she said she was drinking. She put it in, it was something with a weird name. Jolly Pumpkin Maracaibo?
Something like that.
Maracaibo?
Especial.
I don't know why you asked the,
Oh, I don't have that one.
Neck of the woods.
Sorry.
I have this one.
All right, Vicky.
I'm not drinking it, though.
What you drinking, Vicky?
I'm having a Jolly Pumpkin. I don't even know how to pronounce this thing. It's a sour brown ale.
Maracaibo? Maracaibo?
Maracaibo.
Yeah. Is that the one Ashley was holding up?
Nah.
I don't have that one here. He could
Maracaibo Especial. It's a special brown ale brewed with cacao and spices, but I don't taste any cacao in this at all.
How old is it?
I bought it today.
It's
2 hours old. Chocolate shouldn't die down though. Coffee should, but not necessarily coffee or chocolate. I don't think.
I don't even see a date on it.
I've never had chocolate bounced up against Brett or Lacto or any of the souring agents. So
yeah, it's a weird combo.
Yeah.
I don't even see a date on it.
Mine's got a little sticker right here on the back.
Oh, I see. Hang on. No, wait, that's just condensation.
Well, show that, Ashley, because I've never seen any of the Jolly Pumpkins have that sticker. That's wacky.
Yeah, they all had it.
In Michigan, they don't have those at all.
In Arizona, they don't either. But this
How do you get so much Jolly Pumpkin beer down there? Do they distribute?
The Shelton Brothers.
Shelton Brothers.
They need to come to Virginia and quit tripping.
Well, they left South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia for a little while because they were changing distributors.
My friend Sarah is the local rep.
What do you say, Vicky?
My friend Sarah is the local rep for Shelton Brothers. What else does she have? Probably a lot of the same stuff you have. McKellar and all that crazy fun stuff.
Evil Twin?
Sarah R?
Yeah.
That's awesome. We probably distribute the same stuff.
You probably do. Yep.
We don't get Shelton Brothers here is like a rare disease. We barely get anything. We get McKellar is Evil Twin Shelton Brothers now or no?
Yeah, that's 12%.
Okay. I don't think there's hardly anything we get from Shelton Brothers other than McKellar. Oh, you know what? I take it back. We don't even get McKellar. I've gotten the McKellar out of state. I don't think we get any Shelton Brothers here.
Except Jolly Pumpkin, because you're...
Well, I can spit on their brewery. Yeah. I would hope it doesn't go to Shelton Brothers and come back to them.
That would be sad.
This is good, but it's mostly just a sour for me. I don't taste much of the cacao or...
Does it remind you of anything that you've had before?
Reminds me of a sour.
It's a sour.
I'm kind of like you, Randy. I don't know how to describe it except that it's sour.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I can taste, like if it's a wood barrel aged sour or something, you can taste that oakiness or whatever, but this isn't one of those, and so I really can't. It's just a sour beer.
Okay.
It's nice. It's not bad. It's just, I don't know how else to describe it.
You know, and it's almost a shame because it would be awesome to kind of see that juxtaposition of sour beer with cocoa and see how they play together. And it's such a shame that the cocoa doesn't come through in that beer because I'd definitely be interested in seeing how that...
I'm not tasting it at all.
That's unfortunate.
I wonder if the sour kind of just took over in the bottle, like if it had been sitting in there for so long that it ate any residual sugars that might have been remaining.
I think so, because it's just a sour brown ale.
Because it seems to me like the only thing that could stand up against a sour would be like a sweet fruit that would almost counteract it, which is why, like in a creek, you can still taste the cherries or whatever, I don't know. It just seems like a sour would overpower just about everything out there.
Well, there's Tart of Darkness that we all like and love.
Well, yeah, but what does Tart of Darkness have in it? Is it a
It's a stout.
Yeah. So when I drink Tart of Darkness, I get sour and nothing else. I get like profound.
Honestly, I didn't like. I don't think I'm going to double check here on Untappd, but I don't think compared to Eau de Tart, I don't think I liked Tart of Darkness at all.
Tart of Darkness is freaking amazing.
I love
it. I didn't dislike it, but I just was like, okay, this is
it's heaven. Stout.
Yeah, really? I dislike it.
Ashley, what was the Jolly Pumpkin that you were holding up?
This one. It's a sour stout.
Oh yeah, I tried that tonight because I was at a Jolly Pumpkin tasting.
And how was it?
Oh, it was great. I had this one and the one that you just held up, and then the. Oh crap! The other one. Hang on, Brett Noir. Hold on, I'll find
Bam,
it.
Bam Noir.
Yeah. And then they had a couple other ones on tap that I didn't try.
We had La Roja the other weekend, and it was awesome.
Yeah. Mm. That was thanks to Doug, actually.
Mm-hmm.
That was at our Raleigh Times.
No, it was. What was it? The hotel.
That was at the hotel.
Oh, was it? What did we have at Raleigh Times?
It was the one with the cat on the bottle.
I forget what we had there at the Times.
Have you had that stuff before, Ashley?
No, I don't think I have. I had Bam beer. Back when they used to distribute here before, I was kind of on more of a budget, so Bam beer was like a big splurge for me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, now I dropped a little bit more money on this one.
Okay, it's good. It's very dry, I think.
Cool.
I stand corrected. I didn't have Tart of Darkness. I had Autumn Maple and Six Geese A-Laying, and both of them I was like, that was not a big deal. They weren't bad. I was like, oh, well, all right, and I moved on.
I have yet to try Sour in the Rye. I really want to try that.
That beer is so good.
Yeah, but it's their beers are like $20 a bottle, man. I just have a hard time dropping that every time I want to get a brewery beer. Mm-hmm. Or whatever. I'm drinking people are probably tired of seeing this beer in our hangout.
Never! It's the best!
I'm drinking a Westbrook Goza. I love this can, man. This is one awesome beer can.
It is.
And this is Ashley's baby, right? I'm going to always... every time I have this beer, I think of you, Ashley. So this is their Gozer, brewed with coriander and sea salt, as you've heard us say before. Ashley, you said you think they have a little bit of lacto in here?
Yeah, it's lacto. They do a sour mash, and then they have a little bit of acid malt. Not that I know that because of any reason.
I just helped brew it. I was stirring the pot when it was boiling.
I know nothing.
I bait it on.
I developed their brewing app that helped them make sure temperatures were maintained. They needed lacto, so I spit in the brew kettle.
That is so funny to me because whatever.
Exactly.
Anyway, this beer is. I mean, it's nice. There's the tartness level is almost perfect in this beer. It's not overwhelming at all, and it's definitely more. It's more than enough to make you won't drink this beer and say, it's kind of tart. It's plenty tart, but it's not over the top tart.
Yeah.
So I really like this beer, and as you know, since it hails from the great state of South Carolina, I feel like it's my own. Even though I live in Virginia now, I don't care. I still claim South Cack.
Gamecock.
I still claim South Cackalacky.
That's right.
See that? Yeah, even though it's a North Carolina beer, but still, sister states. So yeah, that's my sour beer for the night. I don't know how to describe its taste other than saying it's sour, as you've heard me say before.
Sour, salty, and delightful.
Delicious. Sour, salty. Ashley's changing up the slogan and everything now.
So, I'm going to petition to make that next year's can.
The official slogan for this beer is sour, salty, and delicious, but Ashley would like to say delightful.
That's right.
Lovely.
Chris, that's on the can, man. I'm saying. That's
it really is. Can.
It's not sexual, but I'll just leave it at that.
Nope.
That's just what, hey, don't kill the messengers.
Ashley has her way with the can, so she can maybe make things happen and change.
Not the can jokes again.
You see that, Chris?
Yeah. Well, hold on. Say something.
It's not the size of the can, it's how you use it.
Chris needs me to say something so I could show up on the screen. So sour, salty, delicious.
Yep. Nice.
That sounds like straight from the gym and no sour.
I'll
be right with you. I'm sour, salty, and delicious. So you can have me now or you can have me after a shower.
Isn't that Shadow from South Park?
I believe that was Randy's. He had a band in middle school called Sour, Salty, and Delicious.
And I was about to take that. I was about to take that and get out of hand with it.
And you don't want to touch this shit.
All right, y'all. So what are we talking about? We need to pick a style for next week.
Is it time already?
Well, Gil, can we hear you yet? I guess you need to talk for us to figure out. Okay, so Gil, let's just ask you questions about your beer. Is it tart? Gil's drinking a beer from Blue Jacket called Full Bloom. That's a brewery here in D.C. They just started bottling their beer. It was probably about a month and a half, 2 months ago. All their beers come in 750-milliliter bottles. The beers that they bottle is always rotating. And I was able to get Moby Grape, which is a sour brown, and we had that at CBN Con a couple weeks ago. And I also got Full Bloom. We didn't get to that one, but Gil took that home, and the label says tart and funky. Gil is saying that it's not sour at all; it's just funky. So I'm guessing that they probably use a good deal of Brettanomyces in this beer, and I don't even know what the base beer is for that. I don't know if it's a... Gil, can we see a... Can you hold your glass up? Okay, so it's a light, it looks filtered.
What?
It's like a filtered beer. Anybody want to guess what the base is? Maybe like a blonde? Like a Belgian blonde beer?
What'd you call it?
Full Bloom.
Full Bloom.
Yeah, there it says right there, Brett Farmhouse Ale, so it's a Saison.
Yeah.
Or farmhouse.
Okay.
So, not sour, just funky, very light carbonation. Costs $10 for that bottle.
Right on the label.
As I know how much the bottle costs.
Oh my goodness. It won something.
The Blue Jacket is doing some really cool stuff. Like, their labels are awesome. So the bottle is just a plain brown 750-milliliter bottle, and the label is essentially a piece of paper with a sticker on it put on the bottle over the top of the bottle with twine. So, I mean, that's a smart way to keep your costs down, as we were talking about a couple weeks ago.
Awesome.
See?
Gil
got Full Bloom glasses on now. So, look, you can make anything Full Bloom when you put that label on it.
He needs to wear that around his neck. That'll be his neck.
And, Doug, you said you're going to be there next weekend? Next week?
No, it's Labor Day weekend.
Oh, Labor Day weekend, when I won't be here, unfortunately. But hopefully I'll get to go to Cigarette City when I'm in Florida, or maybe...
Cigarette City? What is that, a smoke shop?
Lola, is Due South in Fort Lauderdale?
I have no idea.
No, Due South is a little bit further north of Funky Buddha. It's on the east coast side. We went there on the way to visit Jeff when we drove down.
So are there any breweries in Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, that's where Funky Buddha is.
But you just, okay, cool. Well, I'm going to have to make definitely get
it's
my
not
ass.
In Fort Lauderdale. It's a little bit north, but it's if you're in Fort Lauderdale, you should go to Funky Buddha. You should meet up with Jeff and Sheila. You should go to Wynwood a little bit further down in Miami. I mean, they're a lot closer than you are right now.
I thought Jeff lived on the Gulf Coast of Florida.
They live in Homestead, which is 30 minutes north of the First Key, but they drive up to Fort Lauderdale and Miami.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
All right, next week, y'all. What are we doing? What's the deal? I won't be here. I'll be in a wedding next week, so I don't
know. I'll be doing Brew at the Zoo. I may not make it back in time.
Okay. Vicky, Gil, Doug, Lola, Chris, Charles. Anybody got any suggestions?
Gil picks ours, so.
Okay, so Gil's out of the running for next week. as Vicky so graciously kind of slid that in.
I don't care.
Charles?
You have an opinion?
What haven't we done in a while? Have we done Saisons lately?
I hate Saisons.
If we do Saisons, I'm glad I won't be here next week.
Oh, my gosh.
We can do one of my favorite styles.
What other, like, summery seasonal stuff we haven't hit yet?
Cold?
Malt liquor.
What did you say, Doug?
Malt liquor.
Malt liquor.
It'll get you quicker.
We haven't done any kind of cold or anything like that lately, either.
How about this? Here, I got one for you. You guys are thinking styles. How about the most weirdest named beer?
That might work.
Something that's just wacky, weird named, inappropriate, funny, backstory, whatever.
Weird named
that
beer.
Works.
I won't be. Cool. I probably will not be around, but I'm just throwing that out there. Something wacky.
I would have brought Big Tasty's back door.
I like that. That's cool.
Sweet Baby Jesus would be a good one. Funny. Stuff like that, you know.
Or a stink of Funkopotamus.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I don't want to drink that.
Don't go looking for that beer.
Okay. I don't want to drink anyone's stinky
evil twins, even more Jesus.
Or Stillwater's even less Jesus.
or how about a beer based on music, maybe, but then everybody's going to dive into Dogfish Head shit. But if there's
what about
one remaining bottle of New Belgium Clutch?
What if we all do Oberon? We could all do Oberon for Chris.
Oberon.
Okay, so how about this?
Doug, you and Randy are the only two that have seen that T-shirt. Randy probably hasn't seen it yet because he hasn't commented. But
oh my God, so
I haven't seen it.
Google Plus looks like
down here.
So there is a Oberon shirt that has been created.
I need to order one before Larry throws a cease and desist on Chris.
Yeah, I don't know. This was originally started up with Doug, and I just cleaned it up today and took out all the trademark crap and tried to make it less lawsuit eligible. But I, you know, no one breathes. Larry will sue my ass for this because it still looks Oberon-ish, but
so how about this? We've done beers before from national distributors, but we haven't done that in a while. So what if we do Dogfish Head beers next week?
I love Dogfish Head, except for their Midas Touch and their other ancient beers. I don't like those, but I love other Dogfish Head.
So anybody have any objections to Dogfish Head? Any beer from Dogfish Head next week?
I think that's great.
That's fine. I can do that.
Cool. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen. You've wasted an hour listening to us talk.
What do they say? Mic drop.
You've wasted an hour. I tried to do a playoff of the Car Talk guys on NPR.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all listen to them. Anyway, you've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to us talk about sour beers. Production is done by Hey, Would You Buzz Off?
I know what he's talking about.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah. All right, so next week we're going to be doing any. It's kind of like a drinker's choice. You can drink any beers you want as long as it's from Dogfish Head. So,
yay.
We'll see you next week. Get your Dogfish Head beers and join us. If you want to get in, check the invite. We'll be sending those out. And cheers, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good weekend.
Cheers.
Cheers.